This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Free agency, still work to be done for Eric DaCosta to build his 2025 roster to its completion. And here to talk about that from USA Today, Ravens Wire is on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, as we do every Tuesday, Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, what is happening?
What's up, guys? A little lull period in NFL free agency, as to be expected after those first, you know, couple of days, first week. But Ravens still making some salary cap moves and trying to figure out how to build their roster.
Speaking of which, DeAndre Hopkins, Cooper Rush, re-signed Stanley, re-signed Wallace, Ricard, brought back Ben Cleveland to the surprise of a lot of people. But they've lost some pieces as well. What do you think? Roster better today than it was when they lost in Buffalo, or is that still a to-be-determined scenario here?
I think it's, I guess if you're talking about losing Ricard, or not Ricard, losing McCary and Stevens and all that, I guess it's kind of a push for me right now. I mean, you kind of have to weigh losing McCary, Stevens, and then, you know, guys like Josh Jones, Malik Harrison up against them, bringing in DeAndre Hopkins, Jay Cumble, and Cooper Rush, which, I mean, I guess if you want to call it a little worse right now, that's okay. But I don't think it's to the point where it's like, oh, they're going to not make the playoffs because of that. I think that DeAndre Hopkins is an underrated signing to a lot of people. And to me, it's like their biggest loss is the guy who retired, in my opinion, and Michael Pierce. And I think that they will have ample opportunity to replace him with guys like Calais Campbell in a very deep draft class. So I guess with all that in mind, if you wanted to call it a little worse, I wouldn't disagree. But I think that by the time we're sitting here talking about week one, they will have made the proper moves. And obviously the draft class will help with that too, to where I'm not losing sleep over any of the guys they lost outside of Michael Pierce.
Kevin, do you think they stay at 27? I think they stay at 27 or trade back, one of the two.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of thinking. And I know a lot of people, and I've talked about it too, about they should get aggressive, they should trade up. Which, I mean, I could see happening, but we know that the fact that Baltimore has 11 draft picks, I don't know if they use all 11, although we know the philosophy of Baltimore, which is they want as many swings as they can get. You know, they had 6 fourth-round draft picks a couple of years ago, and people were saying, oh, they're going to trade 2 of them, you know, they're going to consolidate, move up, and they used all 6 of those fourth-round draft picks. So I think for Baltimore, there will be somebody at 27 that they like. Obviously, you know, draft boards work that way where you have a handful of guys and they'll come off the board to you. I think that, though, there is a trade back possibility because, especially I mentioned that defensive line class earlier, if you trade back into the early second round and you pick up, you know, another day 2 pick in that trade, there are going to be defensive linemen for example, that you could get in another draft class, maybe the top 20 talent, top 18 talent in the early second round because of how deep the class is. I think if there's a guy that falls to you, I think that you might think about trading up a couple of spots. You know, for example, a Tyler Booker is someone who's not athletic, but I think has the tools to be a really good player in the league. The Ravens have a bunch of needs they can address. It's not like they have to focus on one particular one, which obviously they like going best player available. I think that they could definitely trade up, but I agree. I think realistically they probably stay or trade back.
Now, Kevin, when you really look at it, and we were talking about it earlier, at 27, they are not in an absolute must. We got to have this position because we need him to start. They don't need that at any position.
Nope, and that's how the Ravens operate, and that's how they like to operate. And I think with the Ronnie Stanley re-signing, if Ronnie was not back, I think a lot of people would be kind of pounding the table, depending on how free agency went, for a first-round offensive lineman, no matter what. But now that Ronnie Stanley is back, you can still take an offensive lineman in the first round. It's not out of the question, but you might want to kick that guy into guard or, you know, kind of figure out where that role is. Because, yes, Ronnie's not a long-term solution on the roster, but now you have the ability to, okay, Ronnie's here. You can either push that first-round tackle down a little bit to next season, or you can go and take a safety or an edge guy, and then maybe it's a second-round guard that you take and you can plug and play him, or he'll be in the competition for the left or right guard spot. So I think that the Ravens, like I said, like the best player available strategy, they do so well at that because they don't pigeonhole themselves into, okay, we need to take an offensive lineman no matter what, and then everybody is off their board who they have a first-round grade on. They don't force taking a second-round talent in their mind in the first round. You know, it's what they kind of did last year with Nate Wiggins, where I know he was the top-rated corner on their board, but a lot of people were thinking about, okay, they need an offensive lineman. They got Roger Rosengarten in the second round, and it worked out beautifully for both those guys. So that's been Baltimore's MO, and I expect the same thing this year too.
Kevin, the way I really look at it is because, you know, they've got so many high-priced guys, and you've got Hamilton and Linderbaum that are going to be high-priced guys, that you need all these draft picks because you need depth. You need the cheap labor. And that's why I think that, you know, you don't want to get rid of a lot of these picks because you're going to need them on the practice squad or on the regular squad because you're going to need some cheap guys to fill spots.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I could maybe see them consolidating one or at the max two picks, but I wouldn't be shocked if they do end up taking all 11. And that is exactly because of what you said, where it's not just Lamar Jackson's contract here. And again, this is just kind of how you have to build a roster with a quarterback on the deal Lamar is. But with guys eligible for extensions, like you mentioned, Linderbaum and Hamilton being the big two, it's, for example, having Nate Wiggins on that contract for the next 3-4 years, if you include the fifth-year option, Rosengarten for the next 3 years. You have solid contributors, guys that can be Pro Bowl, All-Pro talents if they continue to ascend on rookie contracts. And so while their expensive contracts will, you know, it ebbs and flows where, you know, Mark Andrews, that contract will be up if he stays on the roster after this upcoming year. You have to make decisions on guys like Marlon Humphrey, et cetera. You know, more expensive guys are coming in. So it's not just about hitting on your first round pick, not just about hitting on your day two picks. Obviously, we've seen Baltimore have a ton of success with mid round, late round guys, and that's part of the reason why they've been such a consistent franchise over the course of their franchise history. So I think that for the Ravens and what their plan is, it's not just to trade 5 picks to move up, you know, a bunch of spots. Obviously, if there's an opportunity to trade up, Eric DaCosta is always working the phones on draft weekend, but we know he loves his swings, and I expect him to take as many as he can get.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. We're less than a month away, Kevin, from the first round of the NFL draft. What's happening on the website right now?
Yeah, we're continuing to plug away at trying to figure out how the Ravens will continue navigating the pre-draft free agency period, if they'll make any moves before that. And then obviously guys that they can add, positions of need, and that obviously is ever changing with the landscape of the NFL, and kind of also doing a little bit of a around the AFC North, looking at what moves the other teams have made, and, you know, whether Aaron Rodgers could maybe be on his way to Pittsburgh, that could have a big impact on Baltimore too.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.